Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Josh Kurtz, columnist for Center Maryland. Josh, this program is called Inside Maryland Politics, and this is a story about some inside fine stitching, actually, but of considerable importance to people. It has to do with the Judicial Proceedings Committee in the Senate and Senate President Miller's effort to find the right person to be the chair. Tell us a little bit about the committee and what the deliberations are.
Well, there's a vacancy because the guy who's been chairman for the last dozen years, Brian Frosch, is running for and will probably be elected attorney general in November. And so Miller pretty much makes the call on who's going to replace him. And there are really only four major committees in the state Senate, and when you're the presiding officer, you kind of have to go through a delicate mix of race, ethnicity, gender, ideology, and geography when you name a new chairman.
Who are the contenders for this job?
From all we know, the two contenders are Senator Jamie Raskin from Montgomery County, who is a law professor at American University and constitutional scholar. And the other is Senator Bobby Zirkin from Baltimore County, who hangs his own shingle and takes on a variety of standard trial lawyer cases.
It's an interesting choice for Miller, isn't it? Because he can take the scholar, and a lot of people would say, well, that's what he ought to do because it's
right.
The Judicial Proceedings Committee.
Right.
Or he can take a guy from the Main Street, a sort of a real-world guy.
And I think Miller tends to favor real-world guys. Miller was a chairman of that committee in the early 1980s. He's had a long-standing law practice. The two guys who have been chairman since then have had their own shingles out and have been, regular daily legal practitioners. Raskin would be something different.
This job can get pretty heated sometimes, fairly emotional with the people that are coming to testify.
Yeah.
So I think Miller must have in mind, must be asking himself, which one of these guys has the temperament to do this?
One interesting thing, and one of the reasons why Zirkin may be in the mix now, is that Zirkin has contributed a lot of money to his fellow Democratic senators and the Senate Democrats campaign committee. He's contributed at least $108,000 in the last year or so. Raskin has only contributed $10,000 or $11,000, so one has to wonder if that's making a difference in Miller's thinking also.
It might even be part of his legacy. It'll be somebody who will continue to produce results that the people of Maryland look at and say, well, that was good. That's what we needed. That's the kind of leadership we should have had, both from Miller and from the committee.
Well, that's true. Raskin is very progressive, and Miller isn't. And, does he want to leave someone behind who's going to be plowing a progressive agenda all the time? That's a real consideration for Miller, too.
Well, Josh, thanks for being with us to talk about this.
Okay, thank you.
For Josh Kurtz, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.